Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 185. Hello, my friends. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And man, I'll say what a wild time it is right now. You know, I think this is unprecedented. The coronavirus, the economy, like globally, everything that's happening right now. And everyone is going through it at the same time. And it's never happened before in our lifetimes. Certainly, it didn't happen in our parents' lifetimes or our parents' parents' lifetimes. It really is a crazy, crazy time to be alive. And I don't know about you, but it's also freaking stressful. And I can get pretty anxious just like the next person. And not about anything in particular necessarily, but just like in general. Like, what the F is going on? How will this affect literally everything? And my job, relationships, health, money, the economy. Like, when will it end? When will life go back to normal? Feel me? I'm sure you're feeling somewhat similar. It's a stressful time to be alive right now, whether you've quarantined yourself or not. And, you know, it's only just now changed how we live our lives, literally, in our day-to-day. And that's one thing. You know, we can't necessarily control that. But the other thing that we can control, of course, is how this is affecting our mindsets, because it's definitely affecting that too. So I wanted to take a couple of minutes with this episode and do a quick chat on how to deal with this anxiety, this anxiousness we're all feeling right now. I want to talk about what to do when everything is uncertain. So I'm going to turn on some calming music here, and I'm going to talk for only a couple minutes on this idea, and I hope you find it to be just that, calming and peaceful. So I'll turn the music on here and I'll get right into it. Also, know that during this time, I think a lot of us are hopefully spending a lot of alone time. And just know that I am responding to everyone who texts me. I'm here for you. I'd love to chat with you. So definitely shoot me a text, 312-584-4002. But this isn't a guided meditation. I've got the music here, but this is just me talking to you with some calming background, because I think we could all use it right now, certainly, just like a big collective woosah, some nice goose fraba, you know? So this is just me, a dude, you know, just a dude, not particularly enlightened, just a dude who likes house music, a good arm and chest workout, and saying things like yeet. It's just me, and it's just you know, you being a kind, caring person who might be a bit overwhelmed right now, a bit anxious right now because of everything that's going on. So with all this, you know, I've been thinking a lot to myself in the podcast, in my writing, talking. I've been talking a lot to myself. I guess that is the benefit of being alone. It's just me, no pants, just having a completely normal out loud conversation with myself. And I've been thinking, like, you know, what do you do when everything in life is uncertain? You know, what do you do when you're unsure about just about everything? And I was thinking about this, and I kind of came to the conclusion that even though this certainly is a bad situation, and if I could change it, I would. But I think there's a certain beauty in being uncertain. I think there's a certain beauty in being uncertain, because in times of uncertainty, you know, you lose a lot of things. That's true. Like, you lose certainty, for one. It's in the word. You lose habits, people, places, activities that, we know, for you were once no-brainers. You lose predictability, you know, certain elements of habits. But in times of uncertainty, you also realize one thing. And that one thing is what it's like to be human. To be human. And don't roll your eyes just yet, because again, remember who this is coming from. And yes, I'm going to talk about what it's like to be human, and that might sound like I'm going to hop into like an epic graduation speech, you know, go out and conquer the world, or like a Planet Earth documentary or something like that. But hear me out, because as a dude just living his life, just soaking it all in, doing his thing, I realized that a lot of the time we lose sight of what it means to be human, to like literally just be human, you know, to take everything off our plate that tends to command our attention and our time and distracts us, and instead just be human, to take the complications of your dating life, the dating apps, being ghosted, one night stands, and just place them aside for a minute, to take the stress that comes from your career or lack thereof, the stress that comes from not hitting your sales quota, that comes from being slammed with work by your boss who just doesn't get it, that comes from hating your job every day but knowing you need it to pay your rent, to take that and place it aside, to take the stress that comes from thinking you're behind in life, that comes when you hop on Instagram and see everyone else killing it and then there's just you, to take that, put it aside, you know, to take all that stress, all that anxiety, those thoughts, and put them aside for a minute and just remember what it means to be human. To remember what it means to be human and why that is such a freaking gift. And that's why I think there's a certain beauty to all of this uncertainty. All those things are kind of on hold right now, for the most part, you know, not 100%, but for the most part, they're on hold. So now is a good time to realize what it means to be human again. And then to use this time to reset, to come out the end of it as human as ever. Now is a good time to remember words like patience, understanding, kindness, laughter, trust, empathy, strength, passion, vulnerability. Now's a good time to remember those things. Because again, I think we tend to get so lost in the sauce of life, we get lost in the sauce, that we tend to forget those very things that make us human and are in fact our superpower. We forget what it means to be patient in life. We want everything now, right now. We forget what it means to understand and be empathetic, to get out of our own little bubble and remember that everyone is fighting their own fight. We forget what it means to be kind sometimes. We let mild inconveniences get under our skin, getting cut off in traffic, someone hogging the sidewalk, someone hitting too many floors on the elevator, your Postmates taking too long. We forget what it means to be strong and passionate, to be steadfast in what we love and who we love. We have grass is greener syndrome and forget to hold on to what is important to us. But now is a great time. It's a great time to embrace uncertainty for what it allows us to do. And that's to remember what it's like to be human, to remember those values, and to let those things become our superpower again. You feel me? Again, I'm just a dude being a dude. I'm not particularly enlightened. I don't know anything more than you do, but I really think that this is a powerful thing to realize, that uncertainty reminds you that we're so fucking lucky to be alive. Pardon my French. To be human, to be able to feel and practice all of those things, to live those qualities, to be kind and empathetic and powerful and patient and passionate people. So I say we use this time to reset, to find those qualities again, our superpowers, and to remember that it's those things that define us, and then to come out the other side of this with renewed strength and longing to truly live those things. That's how I'm dealing with this uncertainty right now. And that's again why I think there's a certain sense of beauty in all of this madness, that it's reminding me what it means to be patient, to be kind, to laugh, to trust, to be strong, to be passionate, to be a better man, and to live those qualities and feel those qualities and choose those qualities and have those qualities be my superpower. You know, this time reminds me that the greatest thing about being human is that we have the gift of choice. And during life, normal life, you know, we often choose to forget those qualities I've been talking about. We choose to be impatient. We choose to ignore. We choose to be hateful or hurtful or cynical, to distrust, to be cold or cut off or unemotional. You know, we forget that patience, that understanding, that passion. You know, those are our superpowers. And instead, we think that we think things like, you know, flexing on other people or influence or money or your body count or how you look or what you own. We think those things are our superpowers. Those things are what make us great. But now I think we have this opportunity to reset, to remember what it's like to be human, to remember that it's these qualities that make us great. Because not to sound cheesy, but like we're all in this right now, every single human in the world, regardless of race, religion, class, regardless of relationship status, job status, how much money you have in the bank, how good looking you are, how many followers you have on Instagram, we're all in this together right now. And the one binding thing we all have in common is that we're human. So right now, I'd implore you to make the most of your alone time right now and just be human. Yeah, sure. Binge some Netflix and watch so many serial killer docs that you're more scared of serial killers than you are COVID-19, I suppose. It's a joke. But take time right now to realize that in this moment you exist, that you cannot control life. You can only experience it. And of course, that means experience it in all of its forms, good and bad, light and dark. But throughout all of it, you're still human, and being human affords you so many gifts, the ability to feel, to laugh, to cry, everything in between. You know, remember that, and remember that when we're on the other side of all this madness, remember what it's like to feel, to learn, to be driven to be better. Remember what it's like to forgive yourself, to forgive others, to forgive your past. Remember what it's like to be alone, the value of your independence. To take time to heal and be passionate about you and what's in your head and what's in your heart. And remember what it's like to be real, to not run from things in your life, to face them and to own them. Remember that there is beauty in uncertainty. And right now is definitely an uncertain time. So I say right now, remember that we all have an opportunity to be the most human we can, to treat ourselves, our family, our friends, and strangers, and the world around us with more humanness, more patience, more understanding, more kindness, more laughter, more trust, more passion. And then to come out the other side with those same qualities and have those same qualities define us. To always remember those things and have them become our superpowers again. And that's it. That's how I'm dealing with this uncertainty. I hope you see what I see right now, the beauty of uncertainty, and I hope you take some time to take some of these thoughts to heart and live them in your life. Let me know what you're thinking. Text me. I'm here, 312-584-4002. Let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.